nicely on to our next topic, the future of building our homes, with business futurist Maurice Maslowski from businessfuturist.com. Maurice, good morning.
Good morning.
Maurice, building our homes, the future of building our homes. What are the latest stats actually say about just how many homes we're building right now?
We actually had some good news for a change in residential building, and it's January ABS, Australian Bureau of Statistics stats. We had a 50,000 new home starts approved in the last quarter, which is an up figure from what we've seen before, and it seems to have taken the cap off the doom and gloom. So the residential building industry certainly feels more buoyant moving forward.
So that's a great start. What's the outlook?
The outlook, working with IBIS World, who does forward forecasting, is actually quite good for the next 5 years or so in residential growth. The industry itself, they claim over the next couple of years, will be worth almost $43 billion. There'll be 42,750 businesses involved in it. And we're going to see a 2% growth year on year between now and 2019. So for an industry that was lagging for all kinds of reasons, and they made perfect sense due to the economy we were living in, it certainly has or is coming back.
So it's certainly worth a lot. Do we have any idea how many builders there actually are as well?
Yeah, there are just on 43,000 building companies across Australia. Again, all sizes. There's the dominant few across the top. There's the Simmons, the BCG, the Metricons, those sorts of people. The largest competitors have only the largest only has 2.2% of the marketplace. So it's a very, very spread marketplace in here.
It is indeed. All right, so looking into the future, what do you think will be some of the major trends influencing a future home design and the construction?
A lot of them are around the way that we're going to live our lives moving forward. And the way that we live in our homes has changed dramatically. This often sounds like a sexist argument, but when we built homes in the 50s and 60s, it was very much built for a female mindset because she, predominantly by our culture, lived in the home most of the time. Everybody else went out to work, came backwards, forwards, went to school and did all kinds of things. And it was treated almost like a depot, almost as a stopping point. And we've changed our culture significantly over the last 30 years or so to where the home is central in everybody's life. We're going to have multi-generational homes now because of economy and culture, all sorts of reasons. So we'll have two or three generations living in the home, and they'll be living there, basically somebody in the home 24/7. Now again, that's not every home, of course, but more and more homes. And we're told that on the average acre, we're going to have in the next 10, 15 years about 20 homes per acre. And if you think about the quarter acre block that we grew up with, that was four to an acre. So definitely those sorts of big ideas are changing. The number of houses on it, the people that are going to be living inside houses and what we want them to do are all up for change now.
What about the man cave? Will that change?
Well, the man cave will change, as will most things, because technology is going to come to play. What we're talking about, I did a few conferences last week around this industry and will this week too, so with some of the larger home developers, they were all saying that what we're looking at now, what is increasingly being asked for, are multi-purpose rooms. Whereas before we might have had a room that was designated as a lounge room or designated as the man cave, we now want a room, four walls, and even the four walls maybe not, that we can move around and repurpose as we need them. To not physically change the walls, but not be so specific about the way it looks, be more general about it. And with technology and some great innovation around the way we build furniture and things we put into them, we're going to be able to change literally on the fly its purpose.
So we're going to have much smaller homes, though, cramming it into this 1 acre or whatever it is, to 20 homes. How do we get tiny homes.
There's some interesting things being done around furniture, which is predominantly the way we're doing it, and technology. They're the two things. One, we're finding a big pushback to architectural furniture. So in other words, in a specific space, the architect would actually not only draw the walls, but she or he would actually design the furniture so it fits. What we're seeing now is a growth of multi-purpose furniture. There's some really interesting things around. There's a shelf, for instance, called Fusillo, which is a normal shelf that we might put on the wall, but underneath it, it has hooks to hang our bike on. So the bike actually becomes part of the furniture, or you can get hooks for your coat on it. We're seeing furniture now, which is, if you imagine a large room, it has benches on either side, and then you have this large wooden cube, very large wooden cube in the middle, and it spins around. And on every face of it is a different purpose. So on one face there might be the kitchen utensils and things, obviously with a door on it. On another face there might be books with a door. And every face has a different purpose. So as you spin it round, you get to use the space for a different opportunity.
A spinning cube, that sounds very Star Trek-ish, doesn't it?
It is, but it actually is quite elegant when you see it in its built stage.
Yeah.
So we're beginning to think about those kind of things, how we can build and have different spaces for different uses as we need them throughout the day.
What about 3D visualization? How will that play a part in future home design?
Again, picking up something science fiction. I mean, you and I have talked about it for a long time, but it really has come to the fore now. There is something called Oculus Rift, which is a really strange name, and I wish they would change it, but that's what it is. And it's a very cumbersome headset that we would put on, but it's going on to market this year, and it's being used by all sorts of industries, including building. What the builders will be able to do is to take those 3D CAD architectural drawings that we see so often and put them into this screen, and you and I will be able to virtually feel as if we're walking around our completed homes. We'll be able to see the doors, see the furniture, see the room sizes, walk around it because our own image will be in there, you know, the right size and proportions.
Yep.
And we'll be able to actually feel whether we like the home virtually before we build it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And will we be able to get a robot to build this home?
Now, this is actually not as strange as it sounds either. We're talking about 3D printed homes, and we've again discussed that before, but there is a new version of it which is a gantry, like a very large printer that you might see in a shipping yard, the ones that go over the really big containers.
Yeah.
They're looking at putting those on site in the next few years with printers, and if that isn't strange enough, in the last 2 weeks I've come across a prototype which is called Termes, T-E-R-M-E-S, robots. And that's what you were alluding to before. They are the size, literally, of termites, really small robots. And they work in what's called a swarm mentality. So you have hundreds of them. And each one of them is actually charged with a specific purpose of building. So collectively, like a swarm of bees, they will actually build the walls and all the other things together and then move on to the next bit and the next bit. And I know it sounds science fiction, but they're actually prototyping this, and we believe it may be 5-10 years from now a way that we might be able to build.
It'd be amazing to see them in action. There you go. Wouldn't the future it? Of building our homes. Maurice, always fascinating. Remind us how we can keep in touch with what's happening in the future.
So it's businessfuturist.com.
We'll catch you again in a fortnight. Maurice, thanks very much.
Look forward to it.
Business Futurist Maurice Poslowski from businessfuturist.com on ABC Waipa and Capricornia.